Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and you can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post your question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView, or you can contact me directly on Twitter at June Stoyer. If you'd like to be on the show or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please contact us at questions@TheOrganicView.com. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming the English sisters, and we're going to be talking about their best-selling book, Entrancing Tales for Change with Hypnosis and NLP. Now, people read for a myriad of reasons, whether
hello,
ladies. People read for a myriad of reasons, whether it's for pleasure, knowledge, or to pass time. Many healing modalities use reading to facilitate the healing process. Especially when people read an interesting story, their mind is able to take a mini break from any stressful situation that may be occurring. This is an effective method for relieving stress without using medication or taking drastic measures. NLP, or Neuro-Linguistic Programming, is an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy. In their book, Entrancing Tales for Change with Hypnosis and NLP, the English sisters enable readers to begin their journey on a path to wellness by reading very cleverly written tales. The stories are short, easy to read, and uplifting, which can be randomly read or in order from beginning to end. The English sisters have remarkably created a very unique and effective method for allowing the subconscious to begin the healing process. So I would like to welcome to the show the English sisters, Violetta and Jutka Zugo. Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
It is so
nice to be here.
It is so delightful to have both of you on the show. And if you would take a moment, I guess I'll begin with Violetta. Would you please tell our audience about yourself? And also, if you could address the most popular question, which is, are you twins?
Well, we're not twins, but we think we're twins. Because there's a year's difference between us, and we've always been very, very close. When we were little, we used to dress the same. We always used to want the same toys. Our mum and dad would even buy us the same birthday presents. So when it was my birthday, Violetta's birthday, I would get my present, and Jutka would also get her present. And so maybe that's why we're here in the present and writing books together.
Yes, hello, this is Jutka. Yes, I confirm what Violetta says, and I think this was very, very cleverly structured by our parents, who were excellent parents, by the way, and they really always did make sure to treat us as equals and to never create any kind of differences, but negative, you know, the negative kind of differences that can cause jealousies between siblings. They were very, very careful with that, weren't they, Violetta?
Yeah. They were. They were adorable parents. And growing up in London gave us that English flair. That's why we called ourselves the English sisters.
Yeah.
Now, how did you first learn about NLP?
This is Jutka. Well, we first learned about NLP in we were just hanging out in this lovely little Italian wine bar, and one of our friends' friends actually started talking about NLP, and he started saying that it was about learning about the art of communication, about body language, nonverbal communication. And it was about using these set of skills, and we became highly fascinated. From there on, we just bombarded him with questions. And from then on, we just started researching it, didn't we, Violetta?
We did. We went on a mad search, because we'd never heard of NLP before. And we thought, what is this fantastic thing about neuro-linguistic programming? Basically, it's how to run your own brain. So, I mean, when we started researching it further, we realized how much our brains were, even though we were very happy at the time, but there was that little, you know, that little something missing, I suppose, in our daily life, that little kind of excitement, the kind of feeling that you've kind of arrived at a place where nothing much is happening and, you know, you've kind of done everything. So coming across neurolinguistic programming, it helped us realize what our thought processes were. And once you become aware of your thoughts, there's a whole kind of different world that you go into from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I would like to just talk about some of the stories that you've written. And let me say, let me just mention this. The stories that you've included in this book are amazing. You don't even realize that the words actually take you down a path where it doesn't matter what the situation is that you're dealing with, whether it's stress from work, family, relationships, what have you, the minute that you pick up the book, and it doesn't matter what page you turn to, you have different stories that really are so cleverly written. And the thing is that it has a deeper message. I'd like to, if it's okay, share with our audience one particular story that's called First Times. And especially since people are looking to make change, and change can happen at any given moment in your life. And sometimes people go through phases where they want to make change, they make a certain amount of change, and then they kind of either, you know, get tied up with whatever it is that they're doing and don't quite finish up the other things that they'd like to do. And that's one of the great things about New Year's resolutions, or even a birthday or some significant date where it's almost as if you're given a fresh, clean start. Now, in First Times, you wrote, "Babies come to mind, experiencing new sensations and first times almost every day. Keep them in mind as you too have a first time almost every day." I think this should be on a card. This is just so beautiful. This is something that should be printed on every office wall for any employee to read, so that they can read it and remember that every day you have a new, fresh opportunity to do the things that you want to do, to become the person that you want to be, and to make the necessary changes in order to become that person. Now, when people come to you and they say, I would like to bring about change in my life," where do they begin?
Well, this is your letter. They begin from the now. So it's from today. So it's not about their story, their past story, or about the future. It's about changing the now. So it's about seeing how are you now without your thoughts, without all the baggage that you may have, without all the future internal dialogue that you may create for yourself. How are you feeling right now? Even people that have a disease or an illness, they may be actually in the now and they may actually be feeling okay. It's the worry that makes them feel bad. So it's starting from the now and making the now the most enjoyable that is humanly possible. And that can actually be very enjoyable if you learn how to run your brain and control your thought processes by choosing beautiful thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. Choosing beautiful thoughts that bring you pleasure. And it's a wonderful ability to learn, you know, once you become aware that your thoughts really can transform the quality of your life. That is one of the biggest lessons that we learn, and it's one of the greatest piece of advice we could give anybody, is to just start to become aware of what they're actually thinking throughout their day. And if they change their thoughts, their life will radically change. It's very, very simple, really.
Okay. Yes, and that's why the tale did in Trancing Tales for Change can facilitate that process, because they take the reader on a journey and on a different path and open new possibilities.
The tales talk directly, this is Yorkshire, sorry, they talk directly to the subconscious or other than conscious mind. They're in a metaphor of a story because the other than conscious or subconscious mind enjoys metaphor very much. It responds extremely well to metaphor. And so the stories have been woven into metaphoric little stories or very short little tales that that please the other than conscious mind. And at the time of reading, they may appear to be very light, and you may leave wondering, well, I wonder what that was all about. But that's your conscious mind that's wondering that. The other than conscious mind, subconscious mind, will work it out for you. And so throughout the day and the days and weeks ahead, there'll be changes. Changes will occur all by themselves. That's what's so fascinating about hypnosis, hypnotic language, and NLP. We are very fascinated by how the other than conscious, subconscious mind can work things out for you while you don't have to do much at all consciously.
It's very interesting that the selection that you offer is really very diverse, and especially for people that are tuning in today that either have friends or family members that have codependency issues. And say if you're attending a program like Al-Anon, for example, one of the suggestions that they make is that they encourage the attendees to read different books that basically do just that. They allow you to just take a break from what the current crisis is and allow the subconscious to kind of take over and begin healing. And I think that the stories that you offer achieve that even more directly and more thoroughly.
Thank you. Well, yes, because the stories in the book are, since they're hypnotic stories and they're metaphors, so they can be applied to, everyone interprets them in their own special way. So someone that's maybe codependent on one substance can interpret it in their way, someone else can interpret it in their way. So they're actually, even though the language is so vague, it's hypnotic. So as we were saying before, it appeals to the subconscious mind and it's for the greater good. So it's for promoting well-being, serenity, calmness, and all the good things that you could hope to live, you know, you could hope for to have a wonderful and beautiful life.
Now, let me ask you a question. The stories are, as I mentioned, very diverse. How can you approach children that are experiencing different difficulties and utilize the material in this book, Entrancing Tales for Change, for children, or with children, rather?
Well, since everybody, since the book is written, we are Ericksonian hypnotherapists, so the book is written in a hypnotic language style. So it can be applied, as we were saying before, to anybody that can actually understand the language. So if a child is old enough to be able to understand the text, he or she will interpret it in her own way, and it will be beneficial for them on some kind of level. So whatever is lacking maybe in their life, if they need motivation, they can be motivational. If they need serenity, they can be serene. They also open up new thought processes that are very creative. And as you know, children are very creative in their own right. So they too can, you know, it might inspire them to take up a new activity or to do something new or to be happy within themselves and to realize that they don't always have to fit in. That to not fit in can actually be a wonderful thing. And children so often, you know, are afraid because they feel that they're not quite right and they don't
you know, they may even be bullied at school. And so when they read one of these tales, you know, they may actually begin to realize that not fitting in is actually rather good.
And the tales are highlight the fact that we all have so many resources within us. We are all so strong. We are all born happy. We are all born whole. We are all born with everything that we need to have a wonderful life. So the tales will highlight this. So the underlying message is that. So really, you know, they would be fantastic for any child that's old enough to understand them.
We always say that we would love it if NLP and hypnosis was used in schools. And we know that in England, there are very few schools, but there are a few schools that are starting to use it, and where we're absolutely delighted, because the earlier human beings come across this NLP and hypnosis, the better they are, the more they are in control of their thought process, and they learn about their mind, because there is so much to learn about mind and how mind and body is connected. The better life quality, the quality of their life, the better it will be day by day. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
It is. And it's something so simple to learn about, really, and so enjoyable. Mm. It's not something that's really difficult or scientific, that's really hard to grasp. It's very easy, and it can be learned in an almost automatic way, especially the way that we have written our book, which is just an enjoyable read, basically. So it's very, very fascinating. We're absolutely fascinated by it. And now we're doing these short videos called Everyday Hypnosis Videos, where it's just 4 or 5 minutes on YouTube, where we actually give people like a little hypnotic meditation that they can use every day before work, after work, during work, in their coffee break, just to really, you know, send a message across that hypnosis is not about, you know, chickens and just stage hypnosis. It really is about just taking a few moments to go inside yourself and really acknowledging the fact that you are breathing, that your heart is beating, that your hands feel good or your feet feel soft. It's about taking care of your mind and body and knowing that there is nothing more precious than the now and the moment that you are living, and that you, and every day is your special day. Hmm. So, you know, make the most of that special day, because you'll have it once. But once you've lived that day, there's no reason, like you said before, why you can't make an absolute fresh start and, you know, really start living the life of your dreams, the life that you really want.
The life that you know that you the life that you know that belongs to you. I think everybody, this is your cat, everybody inside them knows the life that makes them feel good. They really know that. It's just that they sometimes get lost.
I think when people get caught up with their day-to-day activities and the stresses from their life, whether it's from family, friends, relationships, work, what have you, that tends to be the case. And as you said, it's something that anybody can learn. But I do want to stress that it's also important to learn from someone such as both of you, who are not only certified, but you are masters of NLP. You are trained and you understand how to effectively utilize the techniques to bring about the positive change in someone's life. And I just want to stress that, because there are all sorts of shenanigans that are out there. For example, there are people who will try to tell you that the reason that you have issues finding a person that is a good choice for a healthy relationship is because of a past life curse or some other nonsense, which is just ridiculous. When you learn about what the power of NLP is about, you understand that it's the subconscious that really is in need of healing.
That's right. I think anyone that's listening, if someone tells you something that makes you feel bad as soon as you hear it, like you have a curse, you're not going to feel good when you hear it. Then you know that they're not going to be a good person for you. So if you do seek help from an NLP practitioner or from anybody, make sure that the first thing that you hear from them is something that's going to make you feel okay and, you know, get you on to the road of healing.
Yes, absolutely. The first thing you hear is something that's going to make you feel calm and good inside. If you hear anything that is, you know, some curse or anything that's other than that, trust your instinct and get out of there quickly. It's obviously not the right person for you. It's obviously, you know, wrong. It's wrong. You know when it's right and when it's wrong. You learn how to trust your instincts.
Yes, trust your gut.
Trust your gut, yeah. And
people say it's not quite right, but I know I'm cursed.
I insist, yeah.
They may feel guilty and they go on, but the first initial instinct is, hey, what's going on? You know, this isn't making me feel good. You know, well, then run.
Right, yeah. We don't believe in therapy that makes you feel bad. Any kind of therapy, that's not our kind of therapy.
Well, it's kind of like with food. If you smell food before you eat it and it smells rancid or... there's something off about it, you're not going to want to eat it. So if someone that you were seeking help from is telling you something that doesn't resonate with you and just makes you feel uncomfortable, go with that feeling and stop. You know, when in doubt, personally, I think that books such as yours, you know, especially Entrancing Tales for Change with Hypnosis and NLP, this is a great place to start, because the thing is that you don't need to spend a lot of money to begin the process. You know, the book is very reasonable, but the book has so many different tales that when you absorb the information and you just think about the power behind the words, it's really not only uplifting, but life-changing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That is exactly what we, well, that's, a, you know, that's beyond our dreams. When we were writing the book, we honestly hoped that it would be able to help people bring about change and just we instead of just working with one client, our dream was to be able to reach a wider audience, more clients, more people that would be able to be healed with our words. So if you know, this is wonderful for us to it's fantastic, isn't
it's
it?
Fantastic. And the feedback we have had of lovely people, lovely readers that have read our book, and they said that it's taken them back to a time when they still had dreams, and when they didn't see the world as a nasty place and an evil place, and that they're starting over and they're giving and they're excited and it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to hear that, because when we first started learning about NLP and hypnosis, I mean, we came, like I said before, we already came from a very good place. But it was still life-changing for us, and it made our lives into something that has been so miraculously enjoyable. And,
yeah.
You know, it's been so lovely to give something back by writing the book, because we used to maybe write things down on a piece of paper and then say, hey, wouldn't it be lovely if a wider audience, if we could write a book and someone would be able to read it. And to have been able to do that and have our dreams come true has really... You know, it's really the icing on the cake, and have all the lovely people write to us and say how it's changed their lives. That's been even, you know, it's been such a blessing for us.
Yeah, we're so honored. Mm.
Do you have any recommendations for our audience, especially if they are currently in a place where they're operating from a base of fear, or they have regrets that they're trying to overcome. What would you advise?
This is Yurtka. Well, I think the first thing that I would, or we would, because we always work together, we would tell them is to listen to their internal dialogue. That is the first thing. First of all, to become aware of their internal dialogue.
So that's a little voice in their head saying, yeah. I look awful this morning, or
yeah.
I'm worthless, or you know, the thing I did was awful,
yeah.
and I feel bad about it. That little internal voice to keep track of that.
Keep track of it. Just simply keep track of it and to note what's going on, just to become aware of how many times they hear the same repetitive message, how many times, and to just catch themselves throughout the day listening and to listen out for that. And they'll become more and more aware of it. And then just to observe it, just to simply neutrally observe that. At the beginning, and then afterwards, of course, we would give other suggestions, such as to look out for their limiting beliefs. We would try and find what their limiting beliefs are about their life, because everybody unfortunately has a baggage of beliefs that they carry around with them, and a lot of these beliefs are limiting their lives in some way or other, and first of all, these beliefs come, usually a lot of them come from childhood. Perhaps it's something a parent said to them, such as, I don't know, you're never going to be able to get a good job, or something really silly like, oh, you have your father's legs or something to a daughter. You know, that could limit and form a belief right from a very young age that my legs are horrible. I have my father's legs. Oh, my goodness, if her father's legs, you know, it could be anything silly, but that forms a belief. And a belief is something that, unfortunately, your brain believes to be something that's true. So that transforms itself into a truism. So for your mind, a belief is something that is true. And unfortunately, you believe it to be true, even though it is not true. And so, you know, the second thing after the internal dialogue would be to listen and to look out for any kind of limiting beliefs that you believe to be true. That's another very important thing we would tell our client, because once you learn that they're limiting beliefs, you can also realize that they're simply not true.
Yes, and about regrets. Just let go, basically.
Yeah.
Let go
yeah.
of those regrets. And, you know, stop thinking about the past. Stop thinking about the present.
The future.
Think about start living in the present.
Yeah.
Because
and
when
you do that... You can't change the past, but you can change the future.
No.
You can change the future.
But if you live in the present and then take positive action on that actual day... So the first day they came to us, we'd say, do something nice. Do something today that's going to make you feel good. No matter what you are going through, do something going to make you feel good.
That's right.
And if I could just remind our audience once again, your book, Entrancing Tales for Change with Hypnosis and NLP, is a great way to begin that process. I know when I picked up the book, I couldn't put it down. I read the whole book in actually a short space of time. I also read pretty quickly, but I loved it. I thought it was just magnificent, and it's something that I've recommended to many friends and colleagues. I think it's just such a great tool to have, if nothing else, because it, no matter what the situation is, all you have to do is just pick up one book, and it's almost like I have a little collection of favorite quotations. To me, this is now a favorite collection of little tales that just bring me joy. And so I just want to say thank you so much, ladies, for all of your work. And if you could share with our audience your website and your social media information.
Well, our Twitter is at English Sisters. And on Facebook, we're the English Sisters. And basically, if you Google the English Sisters, all the information will come up. And we're also very excited because our next book is about to be published.
Thank you so much. Violetta, Jutka, thank you so much, ladies. It has been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you. Love to everyone.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.